That busy as shit. Just hold on, honey. What are you doing?
I'm not doing nothing, honey.
This is Casey with customer service returning your phone call. How may I assist you?
Yes. I have been trying for at least 3 or 4 days to get the KitchenAid blender.
And yes.
They were selling $29 or $25. I've been trying for all that time, never got in or anything.
You won one for $2.98. No.
What?
You won one, $2.98, David.
Right. And I won one?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right, sir, could I please get a first and last name?
Peter Machado, M-A-C-H-A-D-O.
Okay, sir, what's that first name?
Peter. P-E-T-E-R.
Yeah, regular customer.
So what target were you calling about?
You got a worldwide shop.
Right.
No, ma'am. I'm a you represent all those online vendors. I'm a third party company. I'm a third party company.
Okay, sir. It's not coming up by that. Do you have the first six of the
What?
Do you have the first six of the card that was charged?
So six numbers?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
The first six numbers, because it's not coming up by your phone number. It's not coming up by your first and last name. So the only other thing I know to do is to try to get the first six numbers of the card that was charged and see if something pops up then.
5213 33
521333
Yes.
Okay. Obviously, a lot of cards have that first six. Can I get the last four?
6428
Okay, so that's not coming up to the name you gave me.
What name is there?
It's coming up a Bill Verhoff.
No. Did you get that right? 6428?
Yes, sir. And that's what your card's coming up to.
Right. No, that's the card I... God, I'm looking at my card. It's Peter Machado. Do you need the whole card number?
No, sir. I don't have access to the whole card number. The first six is 521333, correct?
Right.
And the last four is 6428, correct?
Right.
Okay, well, when I put that in, because I looked for your name, first and last name, your zip code, and your phone number, and you did not pop up anywhere in my system. Well, when I put the information in to try to see if you have an account, it is not popping up your name. It is a popping up, is popping up by somebody else's name.
That's what they said.
I can't hear.
It's popping up somebody else's name. But she doesn't have the whole number either. So you don't have access to the full number, right?
No, sir. I just have access to the first six and the last four. That way I could try and see if you have an account. I don't have access to the rest of the 16-digit number. I don't have access to the expiration date, and I don't have access to the little 3-digit code on the back.
Right, the security code. She can't get it. But you don't, because...
I wonder who's that on, find out what area that number somebody's using.
They're not using your card. Because she don't have access to the full number.
Yeah, I can't do it over the phone anyway. If whatever you're trying to order, if you're trying to use a different card, you'd have to go back on that website and put in that card information in.
No. You never charged it on your card. You never used your credit card. All right, well, you have to go back to the website where you were trying to buy it.
Yeah.
And look and see if they have a place for your credit card. They can't charge it to your account if they didn't have it. All right, thank you so much for your help.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Right, you have a beautiful weekend and a happy new year.
And you do the same as well. Thank y'all for calling customer service.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.